Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello and welcome to Fearless Generations, 12 Steps to Freedom. This is Kelly Fox and we are introducing step 6 tonight, present moment. I'm so excited to be in a new month with a new step, especially being present, because we are going to be present with each other for the next 30 minutes, and I hope that you will be present with us as well. We are going to be talking about all things present moment and how we can get ourselves and keep ourselves in that present moment, which is where life happens. My beautiful co-host, Terry Sayer, is not yet here on air, so we will introduce her when she gets here. But I want to welcome our wonderful guest coach. It's her first time being on the show. Please welcome Purvey Shah.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here today.
Thank you for being here, and I hope I didn't butcher your name too bad.
No, you're fine.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, we're super excited to have you. Here comes Terry.
I'm like talking to my mom.
Hey, Terry.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, I think I was on mute. Yeah, I was just talking to mom, so and I didn't look at the – I looked at the – clock and it was after 9 o'clock, so I apologize.
Well, we are glad to have you here and to get started talking about being present. So Purvey, why don't you share with our audience what is it that you get to do and who is it that you get to serve?
Sure. So I am a coach, a personal brand strategist coach. And I'm also a wardrobe stylist, hair and makeup, artist. And I basically serve speakers, coaches, authors, and small business owners. Yes, and I teach them how to, you know, harness the power of personal brand and be seen as the expert they are and cut the noise and, you know, seen as an authority in their niche market.
Awesome. Yeah. I think that that's really important for us to get really clear on who we are. And then we're able to present that to the market more clearly so that people who are looking for us can more easily find us.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And it's so crucial, you know, because I would say a few things about the personal branding. You know, this is the era of AI. You know, everybody's talking about it. But at the end of the day, we are people and people buy from people. So it's more relevant these days than any time in the history, I believe.
Yeah. I love that. I guess so. I just think, you know, there's going to be this huge, dependency maybe on AI to, you know, to create your content and to create maybe your, even some of your marketing. And again, I'm of a mind that I want to be the one that creates my marketing. I'm sure there's a place for artificial intelligence to assist you, but I kind of wonder how it's going to affect younger people. I mean, I'm a educator and I just wonder how it's going to change the way people present themselves, you know, or like if you, every talk you give, you run through AI. I just don't think it's going to be you. That's one of my fears. Maybe you can address that because that's one of the fears I have about, I've used it maybe once or twice after I've written a talk to kind of correct my grammar or whatever. And but I can see people around me using it for everything that they do.
Yes, they do. And, you know, I think after a while it becomes so monotonous that people are going to crave for the real human experience, you know, your authenticity.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And I, with the topic being present moment, I think that that present moment is captured between, you know, the people involved in it. And so with what you do, how does present moment play into that? Like, what does present moment mean to you, and how do you use it to support yourself and your clients?
So, yeah, so being in the present moment or the here or now, you know, being here and now means that we are aware and mindful of what is happening at this very moment. Like, I'm talking to you, right? So I'm not doing anything else at this moment. I'm just talking to you. And we are not distracted by the past or worries about the future at the same time, but centered in here and now, you know. And all of my attention right now is focused on this talking to you at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like undivided, you know, attention that I'm giving to whatever I'm doing at this very moment.
Yeah.
And that's what, that is. And, you know, in the, we live in this fast-paced and very hectic, you know, schedules we all have these days. And it creates a certain level of anxiety and stress and unhappiness. And we may not even realize it. But this, you know, this is the, we have this tendency to get sucked into the past and the future. You know, what it can leave you, and it can leave you worn out totally and feeling, you know, out of touch with yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we can definitely get distracted by everything that is around us, and we can get distracted, I mean, with our branding or working with a branding coach, we can get distracted by all of the things that we think we should do. And lose focus of why we are doing what we are doing. And I think that, you know, when we focus on why we're doing what we're doing, why we're being a coach, or why we're putting ourselves out there, or why we're sharing a certain message, that helps us stay in that present moment. It helps us to focus on the motivation of why we are shining our light, or why we are stepping out, or why we are taking this particular risk, and why we are, you know, trying to educate people on what it is that we know or we love or we know will support them, right? And all of that happen, all of those choices, they all hope it all happen in the present moment.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You know, it's, so being authentic, you know, when you're talking about the personal branding or how you want to be seen in the world, so it's living in the present moment is the solution to this problem, you know. We might be thinking that all this sounds great, but what does it actually mean to live in the present moment? Sometimes people ask me that. And how we could be living in anything but the present moment, you know. It's not, living in the present moment, it's just not like a term, but it is also like an evidence-backed lifestyle, you know, that you have. And the psychologists, you know, they do recommend for those struggling with the anxiety and stress to the day-to-day life. So living in the present moment is basically getting your work done faster as well as a coach, or making a difference in other people's lives. For doing that, you need to be grounded, centered, and grounded yourself first before you can help others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We definitely here at Fearless Generations believe that all of these steps start with ourselves. So getting ourselves in the present moment first and then supporting others too, for sure. Terry, what's coming up for you?
Well, I like the conversation around, I think a lot of my clients, in fact, I was working with a client today that, you know, she's struggling with the challenges of, you know, a homeless son and just some other challenges that she has in her life. And what happens to her, instead of staying in the present moment, is she's very attached to the past. And because she's attached to the past and what she didn't do and why things are the way they are now, that she's in a state of regret, a state of guilt, and she's beating herself up because of the situation with her son. And yet, as she talked, it was evident that she's kind of like in this limbo between the past and the present by saying things like, I just want to love him. I authentically love him. And I said, that's the present. You know, that's the present. You love your son. The past is you know, gone. It's history. And it doesn't need to affect you today and your choices today. And because you love him, you can surrender the past and live in the present moment. And she said she has a really good relationship with him. I said, then if you have a really good relationship with him and you can communicate with him in the present, then that, hallelujah, celebrate that. And don't get stuck in the guilt and the shame and the regret of the past, because you have no control over his decisions and his choices. But you do have control over right now in this moment how you feel about him and the love that you have for him and that you can communicate with him. And that's what you're doing right now in the present moment. She felt, I mean, it didn't solve, you don't solve it, you know, your behavior in a second, but she was more aware and more willing to not get stuck with regret, because regret is a feeling that doesn't help us to move forward. It keeps us, stuck in the past. So it was really a nice discussion, because when we finished the session, she felt supported, and she felt like she could stay more in her feeling of love for him, because that's what she feels for him right now, and that can support her in going forward.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. So I believe, you know, at the same time, balancing the past and present and future is also very essential.
Yes, say more.
Yes, so, you know, it's a good thing about the past and the future sometimes, you know. So say for an example, where we would think that, you know, sometimes if we didn't look back over our past successes and mistakes and learn from them, you know, so we have to actually reflect on our past sometimes. And we have to think what we can do for our future. So we have to put time and energy toward our future as well. But it's necessary to spend some time thinking about the past and the future. But we don't think about the present moment as much as we think about the past and the future, unfortunately.
I think you're absolutely right in that we learn from our past. That's our teacher, right? Those are the choices made, and that teaches us, and we learn lessons from that. And as long as we keep moving forward with those lessons, then the past is affecting our present and our future. But it's when we go back and get stuck, what I did wrong, and that makes us regret our life, then that becomes a self-destructive behavior, right? Learning from the past, absolutely, absolutely. How else would we learn anything, right? And what I learned this morning is my past, and I'm taking it into now, and I'm taking it in with me into the future. So there is that, that's that continuum, right? That's the continuum of our life journey. But it's how we,
right,
how we take those moments from the past instead of, like my sweet little mom, she's 101 years old. I have had these conversations with her so many times because she has this great amount of regret about decisions she made when she was younger, and it really
mm-hmm.
affects her capacity to be happy. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll talk about that, and because she's habituated these thoughts for so long in her life, it's really hard for her to surrender them at this point. But she tries, you know, she tries to be in the moment and what did I learn from that instead of beating yourself up? Because I think that's what the difference is. If you've learned from the things that you've done, and I can only speak for myself, I learned so much from things that have happened in the past and choices that I've made, but I don't go back
mm-hmm.
there. I take those with me into the present moment, and then those affect my future, because this moment right now when I'm speaking to you, I can learn something to help me in the next moment. I mean, when we're living moment by moment, it's a continuum each day, each hour, each minute is a continuum of choices, and we're going to learn from it, or we're going to regret it, or we're going to get stuck in it. And our goal
mm-hmm.
is to continue moving forward. And that's our future, right? So it's kind of an interesting way if you look at it as a continuum. But you don't want to get stuck in the past. You want to, because that's history, and you don't want to get stuck in the future because that's unknown. What we know is right now, and that's where we can take all those good things that we learned from some bad things that maybe we experienced, and we can apply that to our next choice, which is our future.
Right. So one of the ways I think we would do is being present, or, you know, mindfulness, doing things mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And mindfulness is to balance, you know, your thoughts of the past, the present, and the future as well, you know. And thinking about, you know, any of them, too much can have a serious negative effect on our lives. And, you know, and we may not even realize it. So that's why keeping all your past, present, and future in balance can help us live a happy and healthy life. And,
mm-hmm. yeah.
You know, the same goes with the people around us, you know. And, you know, when we are going through something like this, it's hard to say what the exact right balance is. But you will know when you're mastered it, you know, when you worry less and then experience, you know, less, you experience less stress, and you find yourself living, you know, majority of life in the present moment. So that's one of the ways, is being mindful about
mm-hmm.
whatever we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is there a tool that you use with your clients, or maybe something you do with yourself to keep you in the present moment?
Yes, so first thing I do is I'm a very big believer of gratitude, you know. So I do journal, like a gratitude, or I would read something from a book, you know, like a prayer or something, and find ways to be grateful, you know, and
uh-huh.
then you ponder on it throughout your day. And, you know, so that gives you a happy thought the first thing in the morning before you start your day. You know, even before I get out of my bed, I start thinking about what am I grateful to. And then
mm-hmm.
just, you know, sets the positive attitude in my mind. And whenever even if I'm not having a good day, I still have so much to be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those... things happen, you know, things are going to happen. Things are not going to be the way you want to be, but it doesn't give me anxiety or, you know, make me super mad or anything like that. Yeah, there are challenges, and challenges will come and go, but I'm able to, you know, keep my calm and staying grounded And that's, I am a big believer of gratitude. So that's one of the things that I practice.
Yeah, we definitely have a gratitude practice as well. We write at least five gratitudes a day. And I start my day off with five gratitudes for the day before. And then I also write other things, but definitely start my day with gratitudes. And I think that it's a really powerful practice because it helps you shift the way you see the world. You start seeing how the world is for you. You start seeing how things can come together for your good, and that all things are for your good, and that the universe wants you to succeed. And I think that that supports you staying in the present moment, but also just having that filter that you, as you look through to see the world or to see your day or to see the people around you or what's going on in a more positive light.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And the other thing I do is like movement, you know. So I practice yoga, and I, you know, I'm a big believer for yoga as well. So, you know, it's a mind-body cleansing detox when we do yoga.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can definitely help your thoughts as well. You know, sometimes if you're having a super busy day, you're stressed out, or just, you know, somebody pissed you off and you don't want to think about, hey, why this happened. So I do movements, and one of the way I do is yoga, or you can just go out, you know, and take a walk in the nature, you know, feel grounded and keep calm. So that's one of the practice I do. And the other thing I definitely would like to do is taking breaks during the day, throughout the day from work, you know, give yourself something like a little, you know, you can breathe, like do some breathing, slow breathing. When we want to be mindful or staying in the present, the easiest way to do is focusing on our breath, not a meditation, but just focusing on our breath. So, you know, you're not in the future, you're not in the past, but you're right there. So I do practice that even for like maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah.
During the day.
It's miraculous how that works, yeah. We were talking to one of our clients the other day who's also a coach, and she's going to be speaking to one of the groups that we belong to, and she's a caregiver for her mother, and she's really does a lot to help people because there's so many people now that are, our parents are living so long that there's so many people that end up being caregivers. And she has made an acronym for PAUSE and how important it is to take a pause. And that reminds me of what you're saying, you know, you just take that moment to pause, and you can do, like you said, breathing, or you can, for me, I just take a pause and I step outside, and this might sound silly, but I pull weeds in my garden. It really, that's my pause that rejuvenates me in the moment to get back into my body and to get back into, you know, what I'm doing at the present time. So taking those pauses, and it doesn't have to be a long time, but it really helps us stay grounded. And for me, it's to go out in my yard without any shoes on and get into the dirt and the grass and pull some weeds in my garden, which I can always find some. So it's when I really need that pause, that moment to reconnect and to ground myself. That's what I do. And it works for me.
Yes, absolutely. And when we take breaks and we are grounded, we are able to, you know, do better at work, our family, and we are able to serve others in a more efficient way. And that, you know, when we pause, we are able to hear our inner voices, you know.
Yes.
So many
yes.
times the answers are already within you, us, but we are just not listening.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to pause. And listen.
Those answers come in the present moment.
Yes, absolutely.
And if we're not being present, we're not hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest benefit of being in the present moment. You know, you can hear your inner voice. You can make your life better and absolutely make others' lives, you know, make impact on other people's lives as well. Because you are so calm and grounded.
Absolutely. Well, ladies, we are almost out of time. I know it goes by so quickly. We thank you, Praveen, for being here with us. And we'd like to give you a moment to share how people can contact you and if you have anything else going on that you would like to let our audience know about.
Sure. So I would just say, as I said, my most favorite is the practice of gratitude. I would say practice gratitude in whichever the way you like. Move your body, yoga, or take a walk or something, and just, you know, focus on your breathing to stay, you know, in the present moment. And people can reach me on my website. There is all information to reach me. It's called www.onpointimageconsulting.com. That's my website. So people can reach me from my website as well.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Well, please go on into the group on Facebook, the Get Fearless at Any Age with Fearless Generations, and put your address to your website there so our listeners can have easy one-click access. We would love for you to do that and to make it easier for them to reach out if they'd like to know more about what it is you do and how they can learn more about that. So thank you so much for being on the show with us. We really appreciate you staying up late with us and coming on and sharing all of the greatness of you.
Thank you so much for having me here today. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. We want to remind you all that the 12 Steps to Freedom were created by Rhonda Britton, the CEO and founder of the Fearless Living Institute. If you would like to know more about Fearless Living, please go check it out at fearlessliving.org. If you would like to know more about Terry and I, please go to fearlessgenerations.org, and you can find everything there from our free workshops that we do every month, our 12-month group program that is specifically on these 12 steps, so you can take them even deeper and get so much more growth and expansion from these steps every month as you work with Terry and I. Also, we have our upcoming retreat in September, which is also on these 12 steps, called the Pathway of Change Retreat, and you can find out all the information about that on the website as well. We are Fearless Generations on all the social media, and we would love to have you find us there and follow us there as well. We try to give you as much information on each of the steps as we can each month so that you can implement and practice these steps and see the change in your lives as you towards freedom. So we thank you, everyone, for being here. Terry, any last words?
No, I just appreciate so much having our guest with us today. And I hope that everyone will check her out and find out more of what she does. So thank you so much. And it's great to be with you as always, Kelly.
Thank you, Terry. All right, everybody, until next week, please come back. And until then, be fearless.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.